from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, one state leader's so-called successful legislative session, a deeper dive on the U.S.-Iranian conflict's impact on one of South Dakota's major industries, and even more. Here are today's stories. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says his office had a successful legislative session. All the bills brought by the AG passed out of the legislature. Attorney General Marty Jackley brought 10 criminal justice bills to peer this year. 9 have been signed to law by Governor Larry Rodin, and 1 awaits Rodin's signature. Jackley's bills range from regulating Delta 8 and Delta 9 drugs to prohibiting political candidates and committees from accepting donations from foreign nationals. Jackley tells SDPB it was a good session for public safety.
Republicans and Democrats were very supportive of the 10 bills that I brought as Attorney General, really geared at making South Dakota even safer. We looked at different cases and what we were seeing, not just at the state level, but what I've seen as chairman of the AGs that were affecting other states.
One of the bills signed to law is Senate Bill 44. It puts investigative subpoenas into place on investigations into human trafficking and internet crimes against children. Jackley says it's a first in South Dakota and across the country.
We're the first in the nation to do that with a judicial review. I felt strongly that there needs to be checks and balances, and the legislature passed that overwhelmingly, again, with Republican and Democrat support.
Jackley continues explaining why that judicial review is important for these cases.
It will allow us to better address those cyber tips that we receive from friendly businesses such as Microsoft or Facebook. We'll be able to better and more quickly address a cyber tip where there's a human trafficking concern here in our state. So it's good legislation, and I'll be talking to other attorneys general about how we incorporated that judicial review, because I think that's important to be able to have the courts reviewing a prosecutor's request to gain further information. The companies were very supportive of that.
He believes the law could be a trend across the country, with South Dakota leading the way. Jackley attributes his success this session to working with both sides of the aisle, the governor's office, and being open to amendments that could further strengthen the law. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Two state colleges, Black Hills and South Dakota State Universities, will each receive $250,000 grants to expand their healthcare programs. The dollars will create jobs for the institutions to help expand capacity while helping students academically. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
The Midwest Higher Education Compact, or MEC, says the new positions will create wraparound services for students entering the healthcare field. In other words, it will give students the opportunity to create more comprehensive plans for future patients rather than a single treatment. Carrie Wandler is the Senior Director of Policy Initiatives at MEC.
This is something new that we have never done before, so we're kind of trying to put the money back into the states, our member states, reinvesting back into the states to drive innovation.
Wandler describes it as a connective tissue between schooling and the workforce.
So making sure that students are prepared for the in-demand jobs in South Dakota, feeding the healthcare workforce across the state, right? And that includes in the rural communities that need them so much. And so this is really an interesting and exciting project for South Dakota, but all eyes on South Dakota, right? Because part of what we do is try to seed innovation in states and then have our member states be able to benefit from the best practices that emerge from these projects.
For Wandler and MEC, that means better alignment in the university to career pipeline.
We're seeing lots of opportunities to bring together workforce and post-secondary to help them, you know, coordinate and better align their strategies. So again, like creating those educational pathways, and sometimes they're not credit-bearing pathways.
An example of a non-credit pathway would be certain nursing certifications. Those new positions will be housed at the West River Health Science Center at the BHSU Rapid City campus and the SDSU Metro Center in Sioux Falls. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Officials are confirming a mountain lion sighting in downtown Sioux Falls. Police say they received several reports of the animal this morning. Animal Control worked with the State Game, Fish, and Parks Department to analyze several photos and videos to confirm it was a young mountain lion. Officials say mountain lions occasionally pass through the area, and they believe this one is likely doing just that. The last time one was spotted in the city was 2023. Police say if you see one in city limits, call Metro Communications. If it's an emergency, call 911. The Forest Service is rescinding an order closing a large area of land in the southern Black Hills due to the quarry fire. The closure was set to last a month and included most Forest Service land between the town of Custer and Wind Cave National Park. But officials with the Black Hills National Forest Service canceled that order, saying they recognized it caused, quote, confusion. The original order said the Custer County Sheriff's Office would assist in helping residents in the closure area access their property. But Custer County Sheriff Marty McKaylee issued a statement saying his office wasn't consulted about the order. He said the area included almost 900 properties, too many for his office to assist with. The sheriff said he would not enforce the closure order. The Forest Service says it's working with local partners to reevaluate the need for a closure order, but they're still asking the public to avoid the area for safety reasons. A man convicted in a Rapid City double homicide is sentenced to life in prison. 29-year-old Montel Oliveira was previously found guilty on two counts of first-degree murder. The charges stem from an incident in August of 2022. Attorney General Marty Jackley says Oliveira fatally shot Joseph Standing Bear in Pecan Milk at a Rapid City apartment. Prosecutors say the shooting was gang-related. Two other suspects, Dylan Wilson and Aaron Provencial, were convicted of aiding and abetting murder. They also received life sentences. Five other suspects were charged in the case. Jackley says they all took plea deals. South Dakota gas prices are continuing to rise sharply. The state's average price per gallon rose almost 20 cents last week to $3.20 per gallon. That's according to the latest Gas Buddy report. It's risen almost 70 cents over the past month. This follows the national trend as the price of crude oil rises following the outbreak of war with Iran. State officials say South Dakota is receiving $677,000 as part of an antitrust settlement involving ticket sellers. South Dakota was one of 40 states that filed a lawsuit against Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Attorney General Marty Jackley says they created an illegal monopoly that raised the cost for concerts and other shows in South Dakota. The settlement requires Live Nation to let rival companies list show tickets on their platforms and limits exclusivity contracts with venues. As the U.S.-Iranian conflict continues, many here at home are seeing increasing prices. That includes South Dakota's agriculture industry. The war in Iran is driving gasoline and oil prices up, as evidenced by the cost at the pump increasing statewide. One of South Dakota's top industries, agriculture, is also feeling the pinch just ahead of spring planting. That's largely because of the conflict disrupting the Strait of Hormuz. The strait is a waterway between Iran and the United Arab Emirates. Around 20% of the entire world's oil and gas passes through the Strait of Hormuz. It's been almost entirely shut down since the end of February. That's driven oil prices up and prevented some fertilizer products out of the Middle East to countries around the globe. The Middle East is a major player in the global fertilizer market. The American Farm Bureau says that while the U.S. doesn't import high quantities of Middle East fertilizer, global markets impact American fertilizer prices. AFB gives an example, saying if countries who rely more heavily on Middle East fertilizer supplies must buy elsewhere, their demand may shift toward other global suppliers, increasing competition for available product. That competition would drive up U.S. farmer fertilizer costs. Some in the community say they're already seeing those impacts. That includes Doug Somke, the president of the South Dakota Farmers Union.
My local elevator raised the price of fertilizer $125 a ton. And they also cut off local bids if you didn't have it bought already, that you no longer could buy it for what they quoted you. So, I mean, yeah, we're already paying for it.
While crop producers are seeing an impact, it's harder to say what this means for other producers in South Dakota. Kaylani Latham is a Harding County, South Dakota cattle rancher. She explains the impact on her ranch.
It doesn't directly affect it, but we're going to see it because it comes off of Wall Street and how those markets work. So we're going to see all the panic happening over there, and it's going to fluctuate our markets for when we sell.
Latham's also expecting some direct impacts that could hit our bottom line.
Fuel, cost of goods, our trucking, which goes back to fuel to truck in. Feed for our cattle is going to most likely go up. You're going to see probably energy prices go up. There's so many strings attached to so many different things.
She puts it plainly.
When we sit down and we crunch those numbers, we are going to see that those input costs had quite a bit of impact on what our end of the year profits are going to be.
This isn't the first time farmers are having to write higher checks because of geopolitical conflicts. A 2025 University of Illinois study pointed to the Russian-Ukraine war as a reason for high fertilizer costs on the year. That spike was largely due to the global fertilizer market's reliance on products from both Russia and Ukraine. John Appel is the vice president of category management at the Farmer Business Network. He says input costs are rising this time around because of the Strait of Hormuz effectively being offline.
From a crop input perspective, there's not a lot of flow through that passage for inputs, but obviously there's a lot of oil that comes through there, and the impact on oil prices has been really significant.
The price of oil impacts more than just gas or diesel for farmers and ranchers. Oil is one of the starting raw materials for many crop protection products like insecticides and other ag products. If that price increases, so will the final cost of products. Appel says the impacts right now are still early to completely grasp, but FBN's data suggests what's happening in the Middle East is affecting farmer input costs here in the U.S. and South Dakota.
We are seeing a bit of an uptick in certain products like glyphosate, as an example. We also hear from upstream suppliers that they're still trying to get their hands around cost implications of this to better assess their cost of goods. And some of them have even stopped quoting. Others have pulled back on importing into the United States until they get a better handle on freight costs and things like that.
Appel says there are other factors outside of cost to consider.
There's always something that nobody expected to happen. And this is kind of one of those situations with the Iran conflict. These geopolitical conflicts sometimes happen, and other black swan events also happen that put a lot of pressure on the supply chain when products are coming, you know, largely overseas. That takes weeks. Once a container is loaded, it takes weeks to get to the United States. And so, you know, stability of supply, assurance of supply is also a big factor there.
He says all hope isn't lost because prices are increasing. Appel says farmers can use resources like the FBN store to price source. Farmers can also lock in pricing now to avoid potential increased prices down the road. This comes as President Donald Trump urged other nations to defend the Strait of Hormuz Saturday. Nothing concrete has been noticed yet. With trade through the strait in doubt, input costs for South Dakota ag could remain in doubt as well. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.